Father, be with me in my speaking, and in all our hearts, as together we try to discern your message. Amen. The story we have just heard or read from St. Mark's Gospel is one that many people are likely to be at least a bit familiar with, even if they're not churchgoers or particularly religious. It's the story of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, riding on a young donkey, and being hailed and praised by the crowds who were there for a festival. Many of them threw palm branches or even their cloaks on the road, presumably to mark Jesus' arrival as special, and no doubt many of them were aware of, or had even seen, what he had been doing in his ministry among the ordinary people, like themselves. No doubt, too, that this outpouring of adulation was genuine for a lot of them. Maybe some hoped that he would cure or help them or their loved ones with one of his miracles that they'd heard about. For many years at St. Mary's, and most likely at many other churches too, it has been our custom to reenact this event. Sadly, this is the second year that we haven't been able to do so because of the pandemic safety concerns. So let me refresh your memories. Perhaps, like me, you can picture it in your mind's eye. Usually I try to envisage the scene as it was for Jesus. In our very English and quite reserved version, we start with a palm procession which begins outside the hall doors, where we gather together and hear the reading. We're all holding our palm crosses, and a few people are carrying larger palm branches. Then, as we sing a hymn, we process along the road and make our way into church. Perhaps some of the passers-by wonder what on earth we're doing, but they leave us to get on with it. Once inside, we process round the church, still singing, and end up in front of the altar, where the big palms are laid down. After this, most of the congregation return to their seats, and others take their places for a dramatised reading of the Passion of the Christ, according to one or other of the Gospels. Like many of you, this is a ritual I'm very familiar with. To start with, I was one of those sitting in the pews, and our only line in the script was, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" These words have always gone through me, and I've usually found myself unable to say them. This in itself feels cowardly, as I'm leaving these awful words for others to say, who probably feel equally distressed by them. But if we all kept quiet, the dramatised reading wouldn't work. Over the years, I've gradually moved into more front-of-house roles, so to speak, and I've played various other parts with many more lines in the script, including the narrator, the evangelist, even Jesus himself, and also Judas. But still the hardest words to say are, "Crucify him." A couple of times I've been called on to allocate the roles for this dramatised reading, and I found this hard to do too, trying to make sure that different people got to play the different roles, and bearing in mind who felt comfortable and confident enough to tackle the bigger parts. I found it especially hard asking people to play the part of Judas, and hope they didn't think it was any kind of reflection on them. As I said, I've played that part myself, and it made me wonder again why Judas did what he did, and how he felt, especially when he realised the enormity of what he had done. Our reenactment, little and local as it is, can stir up in us deep and powerful thoughts and feelings and questions, not only about the past, but about today and all the intervening years too. How did Jesus go from being a healer, teacher, worker of miracles and saviour, praised and welcomed by the rapturous crowds, to being dishonoured, tortured and cruelly condemned to an ignominious death by those same people in the space of a few days? How have others throughout history gone from hero to villain in the blink of an eye and suffered all manner of other terrible fates? It's no use kidding ourselves that society is completely different nowadays. We have only to look at what happens on social media, or in the press, or on television, or even on the streets where people are bullied, vilified, trolled or torn to pieces by others, who are either angry or affronted or jealous, or think they have a righteous reason to do this, or because they just enjoy doing so. How desperately sad that this is how things still are. Can we seriously delude ourselves that we are more civilized than people were in the past? At the end of all this, the question I'm left asking myself is, if Jesus comes back while I'm still around, and we get a similar situation to that in Jerusalem, which we probably will I have the courage to stand by him? Or will I go along with the crowd? With all my heart, I hope it's the former, but I know that I'm not always as brave as I wish to be. Whatever the circumstances I may find myself in, I pray that God will give me the courage I need when I need it. Amen.